I just wanted to ask about curiosity and this sense of being curious about staying here, but also the way the mind has a lot of curiosity, or my mind has a lot of curiosity, and is, you know, goes off and does millions of, has lots of thoughts, and some of them are sort of inventive and some of them are just mundane, but there's also this curiosity of coming back to being here, which is, it feels like the same energy but just used differently, but I'm just not sure.
It's an interesting question.
Yeah, it's sort of like, yeah, the impetus of
the curiosity involved in thinking starts to become pretty mundane. So, and you become much more interested in what's involved in being here now. That becomes strangely much more attractive than not being here. And you do start to see that thinking, even though it might seem creative at times, is just a repetition of something that has happened in your own experience. It has to be. Every thought is a repetition. There are no new thoughts.
Mm.
Whereas now, being here is completely new.
Mm.
It's never happened before. It's now.
Mm.
And it's so fast that you can't think about it. So if you start thinking while you're sitting here, you're not actually fully here, that you're trying to involve the past, and that creates this separation.
Yeah.
So you start to become much more curious, and that takes over. It's like the tables start to turn, and that becomes fascinating. And thoughts you start to see become a hindrance to being here. So then that motivates you to work to stay here, not to go, okay, I'm going to stop thinking, I won't think anymore. You can't do that. You need to get to the source of the desire to think, but something much more attractive needs to also take over. And that gives you the energy to go, no, I don't want to keep moving away. And that's all thinking is, it's just moving away. And the subject of the thought becomes irrelevant. You know, it's just the bait. And it'll change. The main feature will change. Whatever's happening in your life, you go, oh, this is important, so I'm going to keep thinking about that. But this here now becomes much more attractive. So that does give you the energy, and the more here you are, the more energy you start to contain and feel, and you start to use that to be here and to resist that temptation to keep going away, and start to break that habit, that very deep habit of just getting away from being here. Eventually you see that the source of all thinking is fear, and that lies here in your body. And then you see that even fear is just a thought. That's a thought that all your thoughts come from. And that lies in you. Everything you want, you've ever dreamed of, you ever want, or you haven't dreamed of, is in you. So everything then is completely new, completely unknown. You stop trying to predict what's going to happen by using thinking. You know, oh, how am I going to deal with this? How am I going to react to this? That goes. So you're just weaving your way through situations, life, never knowing what's going to happen, but not scared of what's going to happen. There's not this fear that dictates everything. So then there's no need to think. Once you become firmly established in that, there's just no need, no desire to think. It's pointless. And you realise that not in an intellectual way, but a bodily way. But your body doing this, sitting here, is being prepared for that too. And as the past, the momentum of the past, the momentum of time leaves your body, it can be very painful. That friction of time against the timeless can be very painful. Because the timeless is very, very fast, and time is actually very slow. Thinking, the mind, is very slow.
And repetitive.
Yeah, repetitive. It's all repetition.